time now for StoryCorps, traveling the country collecting your stories. Interviews go to the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and each Friday we bring you excerpts here on Morning Edition. Today, a story about a lost art in North Carolina.
89, 88, 88.
My name is Greg Goins. I'm 61 years old.
I'm Steve Nelms. I'm 57 years old. Greg and I, we were tobacco auctioneers for a long time.
We have been. We're not anything now. That's all over.
These two men took part in an auction tradition that stretches back generations. But modern farmers aren't bringing their crops to market in droves anymore. Greg Goins and Steve Nelms recently talked about the once booming business at a mobile StoryCorps booth parked at an old tobacco factory in Durham, North Carolina.
In 1970, that was my first sale. A couple of tobacco buyers helped me get a job in Moultrie, Georgia, selling tobacco. Steve, where'd you start at?
I went to college in 1966. I didn't do very well. And the statement for the second semester's tuition came in right after Christmas. And Dad said, well, you won't do it. I said, well, you can throw it away if you want to, because I ain't going back. I reckon that's the first thing I ever told my daddy I was not going to do and didn't get a stick across my butt. But he said, well, what are you going to do then, boy? I said, well, I heard auction school lasted a week. I thought I'd try that.
$7 export. Now, you do the starting, Steve.
82.
82, darling.
When I went to auction school, we started off, we just hum numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Then we hum them backwards.
It's just a matter of practicing. Anybody can do it. Old Colonel Dale Brown in Fort Mill, Arkansas, gave us a little rhyme. Engine, number 9, running on Chicago line. If the engine jumped the track, you will get your money back. Engine, number 9, running on Chicago line. If the engine jumped the track, you will get your money back. That's how we practice it.
A little better here, 88.
88. Ever a tobacco auctioneer, and I think I can truthfully say this, thinks that they are going to be the best in the world. And, you know, just because you sound pretty don't mean you're the best auctioneer in the business.
That's right.
American.
Okay. Very good. So mine goes like this. Dollar bill in 92.
You know, if a tobacco auctioneer would follow the whole circuit, he didn't spend about 2 months at home. We'd travel from Georgia to North Carolina. And then we'd either go to Tennessee or Kentucky, later on to Virginia. And you look forward to it every year. You know, when July came, we'd get ready to travel. We all wore coats and ties, and everybody dressed up. It was a job to have a lot of pride in. But in the last 10, 12 years, that has really changed.
And I knew we were going to see some change, but I had no idea it would be this this drastic and this quick.
We've lost a lifestyle.
Yeah, we lost a complete lifestyle. We really did. Mm-hmm. And plus, we lost a job and a livelihood.
No income.
Part of it, that's right.
I never did smoke. I never did start. I just had no idea that it was as harmful as it really is. And I'm, you know, you see people, I saw my dad go down with lung problems. And I've got some friends that's had, you know, emphysema and things like that.
I do smoke, and I'm convinced it's not good for you, but there's so much other stuff out there that's even it's just as bad or worse.
My grandfather lived to be 88, and he chewed all his life. So, you know, if I can live to be 88, I'll be happy.
Tobacco business, it's been good for us. Been good to us. And I have enjoyed it.
Definitely. I mean, hey, this has been my life 35 years. It was.
Greg Goins and Steve Nelms in Durham, North Carolina. To learn how you can participate in StoryCorps, visit NPR.org. Sad news now about another StoryCorps alumnus. Arthur Winston, who talked on this program of turning 100 years old and retiring after more than 7 decades, died last week. From 1934 until his last day on the job at the L.A. County Metropolitan Transit Authority, Arthur Winston missed only one day of work. A memorial service is scheduled in Inglewood, California, for later today.
StoryCorps is made possible by a grant from Saturn.